this. The city has been renovating this zoo for 5 years, and it's still not finished yet.
That's New York for you. Never finished today what can't go over budget tomorrow.
Well, I think it's an outrage it's not finished yet.
Well, I'll be happy if they never reopen it.
Why?
Because I think it's cruel to keep lions and tigers and polar bears all locked up in little cages.
Maybe they won't keep them locked up in little cages. Maybe they'll let them run free.
How free can a polar bear be in Central Park?
How free do you want it to be?
I just don't think it's right to keep animals locked up for our amusement.
Look, if it wasn't for zoos, a lot of these animals wouldn't be around today.
I suppose you're right. I just think a living creature needs a little more room to move around in than a tiny little box like that.
Like what?
Like that.
Are you kidding? That cage is bigger than our apartment. Look how high those ceilings are. You think they want to put some humans on exhibit?
It is now 10:55 and 40 seconds.
I'm ready.
What about the girls?
They'll be down in a minute.
A real minute or a girl minute?
Chip, what is your hurry? Lewis isn't even here yet.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi, Chip. Hi, Allie. Hi, Kate. You look lovely today.
Oh, thank you. We are looking forward to seeing your new gift shop.
I love your tie clip.
Oh, thank you. My friend Catherine made it for me. You'll meet her when we get to the shop.
If we ever get there.
Emma, Jenny, hurry up.
You guys ready for us?
Whoever it is, tell them we're leaving.
Okay. Package for McCardle and Lowell?
Uh-oh, must be the bridesmaids' dresses from Stephanie.
What are bridesmaids' dresses?
Dresses you have to wear to be in a wedding.
Aren't you two a little old to be bridesmaids?
Yes, but we promised Stephanie decades ago that we would walk down the aisle with her.
Who knew it would take all these many years for her to get married?
At the tone, we are late.
Chip, we have to open the box first.
Remember what happened to Pandora?
No.
She opened up this box and found all these gruesome, disgusting things.
Chip's right, let's go.
All right.
What do they look like?
I can tell you what they didn't look like.
What?
Anything we'd be caught dead in.
Just a minute. Keep your eyes closed. Okay. Oh, hello. Welcome to our store. And remember, we will not be undersold.
This is terrific.
Yeah, Lewis, this stuff is great.
Thank you. Each item is completely handcrafted and designed to complement any decor.
Did they tell you to say that?
No, I heard it on The Price is Right.
Which stuff is yours?
Do you like the wind chimes?
Oh, yes, they're beautiful. You know, these remind me of when I was a kid in Connecticut.
These remind me of when I was having kids in Connecticut, and they would make a great wedding present for Stephanie. How much are they?
How much would you expect to pay? $29.95? $19.95? Why, I'll even throw in this handsome handmade ashtray. Now, how much would you expect to pay?
I'm afraid to ask.
It's okay, Allie. I'll sell you one at cost.
How much do they cost?
Nothing. I make them myself over here, see? Oh, this is Catherine, everybody. Catherine, this is everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Is this the Catherine that made your tie clip?
Uh-huh.
You do beautiful work.
Thank you.
Do you think you could make me one just like it for my dad? It's his birthday.
No, that one's special for Lewis. But I could make you a different one.
Great.
Catherine and I live together at Waverly House. Only I live on the men's side.
I wish our house had a men's side.
We could always trade places with Lewis.
Yeah, good idea.
But then we couldn't ride to work together.
I was only kidding.
Oh.
Hola, Luis. Customers.
Hi, Manny. These are my friends. Kate, Allie, Emma, Jenny, and Chip. Chip's the one who hid me in his basement when I didn't have a place to live.
Well, I like your taste in basements.
I like your taste in earrings.
Oh, gracias. Catherine made it for me.
Really? Could you make me some?
Sure. Boy, Catherine's going to be busy for weeks.
Are you in the army?
I was until I got hit.
You were shot?
A jeep backed into me outside a motor pool. I took up ceramics while I was recuperating. Now I teach art at Waverly House, and I peddle the results right here in the store. We have a kiln and everything. You want to check out the rest of the place?
Yeah.
No, thanks. I'm just browsing.
Well, back in a flash.
Back in a flash.
He's cute.
Yeah.
I don't know, something about that Latin blood.
Oh, I thought you meant Lewis.
Yeah, well, he's cute too.
Did you hear that? Did you see the way she looked at him?
Yeah. Do you think he likes her too?
I don't know. You're the one he thinks is lovely.
Gosh, this is just something that never occurred to me.
What?
Well, that Lewis and a girl would, you know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if they got together?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if we helped?
No. Dum, dum, ta-dum. Dum, dum, ta-dum. Dum, dum, ta-dum. Dum. At least I know I won't match the napkins or anything else found in nature.
You know, the last time I wore this color... I've never worn this color.
We look like mints.
We look like Imelda Marcos.
Wait a minute, aren't you going to get that?
And be seen in this thing? Are you kidding?
Hi, Lewis.
Hi, Kate. Boy, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
When Jenny bought her new earring, she left her old one behind, so I brought it over on my way home.
Oh, that was very sweet of you. Say, how would you like to stay for dinner? We're having chicken nuggets.
Sure. What part of the chicken are nuggets?
Let's not dwell on that, shall we?
Say, Lewis, could you do me a favor? Could you start setting the table while I go up and change?
Okay.
Okay.
How'd you like our shop?
Oh, it was really nice.
And Manny and Catherine?
Yeah, Manny seems nice.
He is.
And Catherine seems very nice.
Oh, she is.
Very, very nice.
Very, very, very nice.
Really?
Really.
So, Lewis, what's going on?
I'm setting the table.
No, I mean... Lewis, why don't we have a little chat?
I thought we were.
No, I mean about something specific.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know, like love?
Love? You mean like on Dynasty?
No, not that kind of love.
Oh, you mean like on the Love Boat?
Yeah, that's closer. I mean like when someone has a crush on you, when they really like you.
Someone has a crush on me?
Don't be so surprised. You're very special.
Someone who?
Well, someone that you know. Someone that you like, I think.
But if someone has a crush on me, how come I don't know who it is?
Well, because women never like to let you know they like you until they think you like them back.
You mean you have to like them before they like you, even though they like you already?
Yes, they like you to make the first move.
They do?
Yes.
But how can you make the first move if you don't know who likes you and wants you to like her first?
Women have a way of letting you know they like you without letting you know they like you.
Kate, that doesn't make any sense.
That's love. So, have you got somebody special that you like?
Uh-huh.
Have you told her?
No.
I think you should.
You mean make the first move?
Right. Lewis.
Hi, Ellie. Kate and I are talking about love.
Ah, you mean how Kate loves to interfere in other people's business?
No, more like on the Love Boat.
You want to stay for dinner?
Thank you. Kate asked me already. Well, I'll go upstairs and say hi to Chip. Thanks for the talk, Kate.
Sure. I only gave him a nudge.
Oh, I know your nudges. I've still got the bruises.
Allie, did you always wait to see if a guy liked you before you let him know that you liked him?
Of course.
Yeah, me too. Wouldn't you like to meet a guy someday and just pounce?
You told Lewis to pounce on Catherine?
I just told him that someone had a crush on him.
Crush and pounce. No wonder love hurts.
See? He starts out as a robot, but then you do this and this, and he turns into a jet plane.
That's neat. Chip, how can you tell if a girl likes you?
Does she giggle with her friends whenever you walk by?
No.
Does she call you on the phone and hang up when you answer?
No.
Does she write her first name with your last name all over her books and stuff?
Uh-uh.
Better find a new girl. Do you want to play a computer game?
I think she wants me to make the first move.
Maybe.
What's the first move?
Well, you have to ask her out, like to dinner or something.
Dinner is the first move?
Yeah, dinner and lots of wine.
Okay, I'll ask her out for dinner and lots of wine.
Okay, but when you ask her, act like you really don't care if she says yes.
Why?
Because you're supposed to play hard to get. Girls do it too.
But if everybody plays hard to get, how does anybody ever get anybody?
Sooner or later, somebody always slips up.
Kate?
Yeah?
I was wondering, would you have dinner with me in a restaurant tomorrow with lots of wine?
So we can talk some more?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care.
Sure, Lewis, I'd be glad to.
You would? All right, a real date.
Did he say date?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Allie, I really blew it.
I don't get it. You told Lewis that Catherine liked him, and he's taking you on a date?
Well, see, I didn't tell him that Catherine liked him. I told him that I thought that somebody had a crush on him, meaning Catherine. And he said that he liked someone too, I thought, meaning Catherine. So I told him I thought he ought to make the first move on her, meaning Catherine. Only he must have thought that I was the one that had the crush on him, so he made the first move on me, meaning me.
I don't have the heart to tell you I told you so. What are you going to do?
Should I have dinner with him? I mean, this is the first time he's ever asked a woman for a date. I hate to reject a guy on the first time out.
What if he asks you to marry him? That's his first time, too.
You're right. I better go up there right now and tell him the truth.
You're going to use the phrase, aren't you?
Which one?
Saddest phrase in the English language. I love you as a friend.
I guess so. I hope he understands.
Me too. I never did.
You asked Kate out? Kate was the one you were talking about?
Uh-huh. I used all your advice and it worked.
Wow.
Why? Are you surprised?
You're just different from the guys Kate usually goes out with.
Oh, you mean they're smarter than I am?
No, not most of them.
Are they more handsome?
No, I don't think so.
Then how am I different?
Kate just never dated any of my friends.
Can I interrupt for a minute? Chip, I really need to talk to Lewis alone. Can we borrow your room?
Sure, just don't wreck anything.
We won't.
What is it, Kate? Did you want to talk about our date?
Yes, Lewis. Sit down. Look, I'm afraid that when we talked earlier, I might have given you the wrong impression.
The wrong impression?
Mm-hmm. See, I thought that maybe there was someone that you cared for, someone special.
Oh, I care for you. You're special. You're very special. Oh,
thanks, Lewis. You're very special to me, too. But, well, there's different ways that you can be special to someone. For instance, Allie is special because she's my friend. And Emma is special because she's my daughter. But there's also another kind of special.
What kind is that?
Well, that's the kind when people fall in love.
The kind we have.
No. Lewis, you and I have the kind that Allie and I have. We're friends, great friends. But that kind of special is just as important as any other kind.
Maybe we have the other kind and you just don't know it yet.
I'm afraid not. There's something missing.
You mean wine?
I mean chemistry. You see, when two people are really in love, there's a spark. Their hearts pound and their palms get sweaty, and they think about each other all the time.
You must have lots of chemistry.
Ah, Louis.
But I guess what you mean is I don't have any chemistry for you.
But it doesn't mean that I don't care. I care very much. We're friends.
But friends don't go out together?
Oh, well, yeah, friends go out together. They just don't go out together.
Oh, I guess I'll go home now.
Wait a minute. Aren't you going to stay for dinner?
No, thank you. I'm not very hungry.
But we're still going to have dinner tomorrow, right?
No, I'm not hungry then either.
Louis, I'm sorry if in any way I...
It's okay, Kate. I think I'm starting to understand love now.
Trouble! I ran into the delivery guy on the stairs.
What is it?
Another box from Stephanie.
I wonder what humiliation she's got in store for us now. Oh, my God, parasols.
They're hysterical.
Sure, go ahead and laugh. Your day will come.
Not in the house. It's bad luck.
How could it get worse?
I love seeing people do to you what you do to me.
Even I had the decency to stop at parasols.
So, how do I look?
With a piña colada.
Hello? Oh, hi, Louis. Oh, Chip will be disappointed. No, sure, I understand. Yeah, bye.
Louis can't come for dinner. He's working at the shop.
How did he sound?
Like he was making an excuse.
Oh, I really messed up.
I think this is an appropriate time to say I told you so.
This is ridiculous. I've got to go down there and talk to him.
What could you possibly say that hasn't already been said?
Well, if I can't think of anything on the way down, I'm just going to ask him to marry me.
Don't. He has enough trouble.
Thank you. Hi, Catherine. Is Louis here?
No. He's not coming in till later. Mr. Rivera is out at the kiln.
Oh, that's okay. I really needed to talk to Louis.
You like Louis, don't you?
Yeah. You like him too, huh? Well, why shouldn't you? He's a great guy.
Very great.
Very, very great.
Yes.
Louis and I are great friends. But we're just friends, you understand?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not in love with him or anything.
You're not?
No.
I am.
I thought so.
I think Louis is in love with you.
No, I think Louis just loves me.
I wish he loved me.
Have you told Louis how you feel?
Oh, I could never do that.
Sure. You could ask him on a date.
Girls don't ask boys on dates.
Of course they can. Anybody can make the first move.
They can.
Yes.
But I wouldn't know what to say.
Well, you have to act very cool, okay? Like say that you're both working here one afternoon.
Like today?
Okay, today. So you just sort of say in a real cool voice, "Boy, am I hungry." And then if he says that he's hungry too, you say, "Well, I know this nice little restaurant just a couple of blocks from here." Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, you're on a date.
Oh.
What's wrong?
I can't say that.
Why not?
I don't know any great little restaurants.
Well, just take him to the coffee shop on the corner, okay? Here he comes. Let's try it.
Kate, what are you doing here?
Oh, I just dropped by to say hello.
Hello.
And also, I wanted to ask Manny to show me that terrific kiln that everybody's been talking about. As a matter of fact, I think I'll do that right now.
Hi, Louis.
Hi, Catherine.
Boy, am I hungry. Are you hungry?
No, I just had a submarine sandwich.
Oh. Excuse me a minute. Kate, he's not hungry. He just had a submarine sandwich.
Yeah, I heard. But don't worry, we're not sunk yet. Tell him that you've got two great tickets to a play and your girlfriend dropped out and you need someone to go with, okay?
Okay, I'll try. Okay. Hi, Louis.
Hi, Catherine.
Louis, my girlfriend dropped out.
She did?
Excuse me. What comes after dropped out?
Forget it.
I did.
Instead of taking the subway home, you ask Louis to go for a ride in the park in a hansom cab. Then when you're all cuddled up under the covers, he can't help but get the hint. My treat.
Okay. Hi, Louis.
Hi, Catherine.
Louis, instead of taking the subway home tonight, I think you'd look very handsome in a cab. Excuse me.
Think I'm handsome?
Yes. 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 That's why I want to have dinner with you.
You do? With wine?
Uh-huh.
Catherine, are you making the first move?
I'm trying to. Is that all right?
Oh, yes. We even have the same move. But why didn't you just ask me?
Kate told me to be cool.
Chip told me to play hard to get. Maybe that's why they don't go out much. Catherine, are your palms sweaty?
Yes.
Great. I think I'm even getting hungry again.
There's a coffee shop around the corner. You want to make that our first move?
Okay. Kate?
Hi, guys.
Will you tell Manny we'll be back in a little while?
Sure. Hey, I'm really glad that you're going to go out together.
Me too. Thanks, Kate.
Maybe someday you'll find someone too, if you don't play too hard to get.
Maybe.
Bye.
What the heck? Manny! Boy, am I hungry! Are you hungry?
Stephanie has John.
Louis has Catherine.
And here we sit. Bridesmaids revisited.
Can you believe that she actually said that she picked these dresses out because she felt that we could wear them again?
I can wear this again. If hell freezes over and I'm invited to the skating party.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.